Blog Talk Radio.
We're so sorry, Nick and Chuck. We are back, scary back, Halloween style tonight. Fans, once again, I have to apologize. Chuck and I, we both have to apologize. We've been gone first half of the season, but we are here to finish out this season. We apologize for that. A lot of stuff been going on. Nick is officially a Californian. Yes, I'm officially here in California with my boy Chuck. Fans, you know we're about to take off. We're about to do it here big. Big things going down here in L.A. But, man, it feels good to be back on air, man. Doesn't it, Mr. C? How you doing, man, by the way?
First of all, I'm doing pretty good. Second of all, I thought you was going to say I'm officially a Cowboys fan.
I don't know where you got that from, man. You need to stop with that, man.
I said that's what it sounded like. You're like, I'm officially a Cowboys fan. That's what I thought you were going.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know how I feel about them Cowboys. So I never ever to think that any Cowboy sound or whatever is going to come out of my mouth, because you know I can't stand them Cowboys, but they're looking okay so far this year. But, man, it's crazy, man. This has been a crazy 2017 season. I mean, a lot of surprises that have just, you know, shocked us. I mean, it's funny because before the season started, Chuck and I were talking about which teams we were going to be on the lookout for, and what's crazy is who would have thought heading into this season that my Giants would be one of the worst teams in the league, and that my Oakland Faders, I might as well call them the Faders right now because they are fading in that AFC West division. Who would have thought the Raiders would be struggling as they are right now? Same thing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But who would have thought the Bills, man? The Bills are 5-2. And then the day they made a big trade, we're going to talk about here in a second. And then the Philadelphia Eagles. Chuck, I told you before the season start that these Eagles are a team to watch out for, because I always believed in their front seven. And now their secondary is even stronger right now with the addition of Ronald Darby. He's been hurt for a few games. But, man, he should be healthy for the long haul to finish out this season. But this team is 7-1. Man, they might get home field advantage, which is crazy. Who would have thought that?
You told me about the Eagles front seven, and I told you about that Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz out there balling. He just got a new weapon today, which I'm sure you're going to get into a little bit later. But, yeah, there's been a lot of surprises, and that's what's so great about the National Football League is that you can predict all you want. Whatever you did last year, it doesn't really matter about this year. It's season to season, game to game, play quarter to quarter, play to play, whistle to whistle, inch by inch. It's just a beautiful game. That's why I love National Football League. Or that's why I love football. And we love the National Football League. But as we know, National Football League has their issues. But to me, you know, this has been a pretty good season, man. Like, I know people out there, you know, you get all these pundits and conservative talk. People talk about the league, the viewership is down across the league and all that other stuff. Maybe so what? Okay, so what? I could care less. I mean, I guess you need your little talking point stuff to talk about. But you know what? Maybe it's not down because the NFL is putting out a bad product. Maybe it's because it's down because more people are pirating the NFL games, whatever, whatnot. It don't matter. All I know is I'm enjoying the football season, and that's all that really matters is what, at least to me, that's all that really matters is what I enjoy, and I've been enjoying the season so far, even though my Bengals have been sticking up the place. But I kind of knew that was going to be the case anyway, because they did not address the offensive line like they should have during the offseason. Everybody knew it was going to come down to that offensive line, and basically it was a flip of a coin. The offensive line balls out, the Bengals are going to ball out. If they suck, the Bengals are going to suck. And they suck, and the offensive line sucks, and our season has been sucking this year. So you know, that was the case. But besides that, man, it's been a very, you know, it's been a great year. Minnesota Vikings looking good. Tough break for those Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers went down, you know, so the Packers is hurt right now. Detroit Lions, they do what the Detroit Lions do. They let you down. They let you down in big games. And it's just so many stories out there, individual stories right now about each individual team and what's happening on the football field. I could care less about all the drama going on off the field. And that's why I don't watch sports talk. That's why I don't listen to sports talk radio or any of that crap. Because I don't care about these players' personal lives. I don't care about all this other ancillary stuff. All I care about is the game on Sunday. And it's been pretty good thus far this year. And it's going to totally change by the end of the season, Neek, because it's a long season, 17 weeks. And we're about halfway through. And what we see now is going to be totally different than what we see in the next 6 weeks.
All right. Amen. But, fans, I know for 8 weeks, man, I haven't done my W Gutter Award. But I'm going to do a little something different tonight before we get into the show. Is that?
What's the W Gutter Award?
The W Gutter Award is who gave up that ass? And I know I haven't done it all season long, and I've been wanting to do it so bad tonight, but I can't do it tonight because I got another award, and it goes to my two teams, and that is who ass needs to go award. And I got to just start off the bat, man. That damn Jerry Reese for the New York Giants. You know how I felt about this dude for years, Chuck. We've been doing the show for a while. Rudy knows when Rudy and I were doing the Truth by Two Sports Fan show, Rudy always said, man, why you keep hating on Jerry Reese? And I'm telling you, this is the reason why, right here. I mean, we're inconsistent every year. We've got so much damn talent heading this season. I was like, okay, that defense balled out last year. Woo, we're going to be good. We're going to be solid. But on the offensive side of the ball, problem just like Chuck said with his Bengals. We have two of the worst tackles in the league. That damn Eric Flowers, somebody needs to put a flower on his grave, on his tombstone. He needs to be buried in the NFL. He needs to be a rap on his ass. That damn Bobby Hart. Oh, my God, that Bobby Hart is just terrible. I mean, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any damn sense, man. He's always having false start penalties and just can't block, man. He's terrible. He sucks at run blocking as well. I can't believe he's out there. But when you have Jerry Reese as general manager, Jerry Reese says, well, you know what? I love the game of Madden because I like to play with my kids. This is just Jerry Reese. I mean, this is how he talks and how he thinks. Because on Madden, he likes to go get those scrap metal free agent players who have ratings of like 53 and below. Just terrible. And Jerry Reese says, I'll bring them in here on a 1-2 year deal. We'll go ahead and insert them as a starter in the trenches. I mean, come on, man. What the hell? Bobby Hart, for real, man. And it's just sad. I mean, this offensive line is terrible. People talking about Eli Manning struggling. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have any weapons. Odell's out and Brandon Marshall. Oh, man. Whew. I guess the Jets knew what they were doing over there because the Jets was like, good riddance. Let him go to New York because he was talking all that smack, talking about he was going to have a resurrect his career in New York and he's finally got a QB to play with. But damn, he can't even catch the ball in New York with the Giants, man. So it's a damn shame. And I hope his ass, they get rid of him this season because he counts $5.5 million against that salary cap. We should have made a trade today for Jarvis Landry, but, you know, it didn't work out. But then I got to give an Whose ass needs to go award? I got sent it over across the bay to the Oakland Raiders. And that goes to the defensive coordinator, man, Ken Norton. Jack Del Rio, I understand that you and Ken Norton are buddies. But, man, this is the NFL. I mean, Ken Norton is not getting it done. You bring in Bruce Irvin a couple years ago over from Seattle. He can't even sniff the quarterback. I mean, what is going on? What kind of scheme are we running? I mean, where's the blitzes, man? We don't even look like a hungry, angry, pissed off defense over there, man. We playing vanilla defense. I love to pick up Navarro Bowman, but why do we have to wait until mid of the season to pick up a middle linebacker? That's been the weakness for the last couple years with us. And then the offensive side of the ball, why in the hell does the Raiders offense rank 20th in the league? You bring in Marshawn Lynch, Todd Downing. I'm talking to you, offensive coordinator, what the hell are you doing? You're only giving Marshawn Lynch about 10 carries a game. This doesn't make any sense. The game a couple weeks ago, I'm not against the Chiefs. Actually, I got to go back 3 weeks ago. Marshawn Lynch was running good against the Ravens. Had like 40 yards after the first quarter. But then you stop feeding him the ball. I don't understand the game plan. Then you go up to Buffalo. I understand Marshawn Lynch isn't playing, but you want to keep doing these dump passes. And we need to hit the Bills deep. You don't want to take no deep shots. I understand it was coming out talking about all the Bills are playing the deep ball. I mean, you got Amari Cooper. You got to get him loose, man. You saw what he did against the Chiefs. He moved them around. You had them in the slot formation. I just don't understand what you're doing. Even Jack Del Rio came out in the press conference talking about, I don't know what's going on with the offense. I don't know why we didn't take our shots. That's a problem, Jack Del Rio. That's your offensive coordinator that you decide to make offensive coordinator this season because we got rid of Bill Musgrave, and I miss Bill Musgrave. But, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, man. This offense is so stagnant. It's so terrible. It's sad because there's so many weapons on this Raiders offense, and we're just stinking it up, man. Went up to Buffalo and stunk it up.
I just
don't get it, man. Go ahead.
So you were complaining about in the Bills game about tossing the ball around. I see David Carr threw 31 of 49. I mean, he had 31 completions out of 49 attempts. That's a lot of damn times to be throwing the ball 49 times. And yeah, Marshawn Lynch didn't play, so the running game suffered, man. But they was chucking the ball up.
Yeah, they was chucking the ball up, but they were doing little dump passes to the running back. Majority of that's going to Dwayne, man. You're not getting the ball down the field to Amari Cooper yet. He came out aggressive. He threw the 40-some yard pass to Michael Crabtree. But the rest of the game, that's what I'm talking about. They're not consistent. They look good the first quarter, second quarter. They just want to keep doing these dink and dunks like we're playing in the West Coast offense. Come on, man. We got too much talent. So, anyway,
I got a question off of that. So, is it really the coordinator's fault or the quarterback's?
I would say Carr hasn't been playing up to his mega contract. Yes, he a little bit, and he's got to make better decisions throwing the ball down the field. But when you're a head coach, man, this is what I'm talking about. How is the head coach and offense coordinator not on the same page? When he comes out and says, I don't understand why we didn't take shots down the field. Why didn't we have our mojo? We weren't out there looking like we were going to come to attack. When your coach, head coach comes out and says that, that's a problem, man. That's something going on with the offensive coordinator, man. I thought you and offensive coordinator talk about, you know, the plays you're about to run or what you're about to do. This is the game plan. I mean, Jack Del Rio is just befuddled. He's just sitting here saying, like, I don't get it. But anyway, that's
no,
my word.
Go ahead. One more question. So what's changed between last year and this year, when the Raiders offense was so explosive to this year?
Well, I would say play calling for one, but Bill Musgrave was very creative. Yes, I mean, in most of the games we played last year, you saw we came back and we won a lot of those close games at the end. That's because Musgrave stepped up his play calling. Now, he was inconsistent, kind of like Downing is this year, but he wasn't inconsistent for majority of the game. I mean, this is just sad. I mean, this is just pathetic. It's putrid. Raider Nation fans, they understand too because they've been chiming in with me on Twitter just saying, man, I can't believe what we're watching. I mean, it's just pathetic. And then on top of that, I have to say a couple players on the offensive line have digressed. That's Donald Penn. I mean, he got that contract extension. He's like, I'm cool. I'm not going to block anybody. I mean, it's not only that. He's not really giving up a lot of sacks. Yeah, I think he's giving up two or three this year. But he's just not run blocking. Gabe Jackson, he got his big contract. He's not moving the pile in the trenches or anything like that as well. So it's just a combination of all three, man. But I still put a lot of this on Todd Downing because, like I said, you didn't hear Jack Del Rio come out last year and complain about the offense this bad like he's doing this year. So, therefore, Todd Downing, I know this is just your first year as a coordinator, man, but we had high expectations this season, man. I mean, we're about to get ready to move to Vegas in a couple years. We tried to give the people, the city of Oakland, the Super Bowl, and there was all that hype and all that talk, and you have let us down tremendously, man. And he even talked about before the season started that this offense, nothing was going to change. They still were going to be explosive. What the hell? I mean, come on, man. Nah, this offense is nowhere near explosive, man. But we spent too much time on this because we got to move on. Anyway, fans, there was some big trades today. Usually, fans, when you talk about the NFL trade down deadline, it's like a bad firecracker. It's a dud. Because, you know, I kind of get excited, man. I get on Twitter. I get on social media. I'm like, man, let's see. There might be a couple big trades today. But as crazy is because I have not seen the NFL trade deadline with so many moves that have been made the last 24 hours like this in, what, long time? Chuck, can you remember a trade deadline with having this many deals?
Like you said, been a long time.
Yeah, been a long time. So I'm not going to recap them all, getting into big detail, because we got a long show to get through. But I'm just going to talk about some of the key trades that I like. Actually, we'll just run through them all real quick. I'm not going to touch on what the compensation is for each team. But let's put it like this. The Seahawks, they made a trade because we know right now that offensive line, Russell Wilson, needs some help in protection. So they went out and got Pro Bowl left tackle, who hasn't played all season. That's Dwayne Brown from the Houston Texans. And I know Deshaun Watson is like, damn, man, why y'all going to do me like that, man? As soon as Brown comes back, y'all won't get rid of him. So, yeah. So Russell Wilson gets his premier left tackle, something this offensive line hasn't had since the days of Russell Kung. I guess you want to say that or whatever, or Steve Hutchinson. But, yeah, big move right here by the Seahawks getting Dwayne Brown. I like the move. We just got to see what he has, man. He hasn't played all season, so it might, you know, might be a little rust, you know, coming out. Haven't played in a while, but we'll see. Truck, how do you feel about your trade, man? You like this one?
Anything you could do to help your quarterback out by acquiring a high-performing offensive lineman, especially a tackle, which is a premium position, is a great move. Because as we all know, Sierra has been begging the coaches to help out her boo.
Yeah, that's true, man. Beautiful Sierra. Big shout out to Sierra. Just stay at home. Be that stay at home wife, man. That's all I'm going to say. Don't try to get back in the booth and sing, because those days of your R&B career are over. But anyway, sorry. I don't want to hate on a lot of Sierra fans that might be listening, but hey, I don't miss her music.
Rihanna says, step aside, butch. I got this.
Yep, she's been having on lock for years. All right. The Carolina Panthers. Man, I just can't believe this move they made today. So they decide to trade their best wide receiver, pretty much who's only their only wide receiver to me, that actually produces, because Devin Funchess, they're still waiting on him to come around. He's been decent, not great. But they decide to go ahead and say, you know what, Cam, we love you, man. We just going to run the whole offense through you. We understand that you got head injuries, concussions and stuff, but we don't care about all that, man. We don't care about you might have a CTE down the road and all that stuff. We just going to go ahead and just run the offense through you. Jonathan Stewart, we know you had a -8 yards a couple weeks ago, but we're going to just still go ahead and just run the ball with you and Cam Newton. That's going to be our offense. Greg Golson, he's still out on IR. So the Panthers decide to trade Kelvin Benjamin, man. Kelvin Benjamin, sorry about that. I just don't get it. 32 catches already on the season, 475 yards and 2 touchdowns. 32 catches on the season. And you want to go ahead and get rid of him and trade him to the Bills, man. And in return, they give up they get a third and seventh round pick. So it's not like you got a first or a second round draft pick. You get a third and a seventh round to give up Kelvin Benjamin, man. I just don't get it.
I think this is deeper than obviously on the field things. I think it's something personal, not personal, but like something behind the scenes that we don't know about, in terms of him not getting along with another player. Him not getting along with the owner. It's something more than his ability on the field for them to get rid of Cam Newton's main target, and who's been his best receiver over the past few years. And Neek, do you remember, did they just let Ted Ginn walk, or he went to go seek greener pastures?
Yeah, he went to greener pastures down in New Orleans, which is where he was balling actually a couple weeks ago, playing with Drew Brees, Drew Brees. But, yeah, I just don't get it, man, because we know that Benjamin was Cam Newton's security blanket. So why in the hell do you get rid of your security blanket? Don't get it. It's got to be personal, man, because now when teams game plan for this Carolina offense, there's nothing to scare you. I mean, the offensive line sucks. I mean, they got rid of Michael Orr. He's supposed to be the blindside legend, but he's gone, you know. And now, you know, Jonathan Stewart, man, he's running for negative yards in games. So it's like I can't even use him no more in DraftKings. I can't even use him if he's worth $4,000 in DraftKings. So what I'm saying is, man, there's nothing on this offense to scare defense, man. And Cam Newton, man, we love your gameplay, man. I applaud you as a player. But, man, your career about to be over, man. I hate to say it, man, because you about to get concussed out this league. Because, I mean, them blindside hits about to be coming, man. And you don't have no one to throw the ball to. So, yeah, I just got to put that out there. All right, moving right along. The 49ers. Wow, the 49ers and the New England Patriots made a big trade, which is crazy, man, because the Patriots, they usually, you know, they like to do a little 6-7 round trades, a little small trades. But they decide to trade Tom Brady's backup, which is Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo, to the San Francisco 49ers for a second-round pick. Cleveland Browns, did you hear that? They decided to give up just a second-round pick. Browns, you could have had him. You could have had Jimmy G, because the word on the street was the Browns wanted Jimmy G during the draft pick, but they thought, ah, that was a little too much. But now, just a second-round pick. But a 49ers step in and get their quarterback of the future. Which is a good move, man, because when you think about this now, the 49ers have a lot of needs on the offense side of the ball. We know Kyle Shanahan is the offensive guru, and when you look at this offense, man, Carlos Hyde supposed to be on the trading block. It looks like this probably was last year there, so they're going to need a running back, receiver core. You just pretty much got Pierre Garçon and Marquise Goodwin, and then, you know, tight end, not much there either. So now what they can do coming into this draft, they can just, you know, upload. You know, they can hit those needs in the first round with that. They probably have a second overall pick. They probably can go get Saquon Barkley, the running back from Penn State, or, you know, maybe they can trade down and get some more picks. So, and I like this move for them because now they also don't have to go out and overpay for Kirk Cousins, because, you know, that's been the rumor that this is Cousins last year in Washington, and 49 is going to throw about $60, $70 million at them next season. So, hey, all you had to do is just give up second-round pick. You hear that, Browns?
Yeah, but I want to go back to people's love for Patriot backup quarterbacks. I mean, didn't we learn our lesson from Brian Hoyer? Brian Hoyer just got cut by, he spent like three years in the Patriots behind with the Patriots behind Tom Brady. He just got cut by the 49ers for another former Patriot backup quarterback. And then we know the best example of Matt Castle. Everybody thought Matt Castle was going to be the man once he left New England. And we saw that experiment fail. Then what about Ryan Mallett? Everybody thought Mallett was going to be that thing after he left the New England Patriots. Everybody wanted him. I believe it was the Houston Texans. Was licking their chops. Yeah, they wanted Ryan Mallett. Something awful. And then how did that work out for you? Didn't work out very well. So Jimmy G, I like him. I liked him coming out of college from the few reps I see him play in the NFL, he looked good. But you know what? So did Ryan Mallett. So did Matt Castle. So did Brian Hoyer. So if I was a gambling man, I wouldn't gamble on Jimmy G with the 49ers. At least not yet. Now, I will lean a bit, little bit towards the positive with this just because of Shanahan, who the head coach is, and the wonders he did with Matt Ryan. Now, Matt Ryan is far superior in terms of athletic ability and just plain old quarterback skills than Jimmy G. But with that said, I still think he can do some things with Jimmy G, but he doesn't have anything around him to help him out with the 49ers. And the 49ers, with this trade, will they win a game? I mean, they had their 0-8 right now. I want to see them 49ers go 0-16. I want to see them make history as two NFL teams going 0-16, them 49ers and them Cleveland Browns. I want to see it. I want to see history, baby. And I think we will see history because Jimmy G ain't going to change the outcome. You know what? I take that back. I just thought about it a little more. I think Jimmy G is going to pull out a victory for those 49ers. So we won't see history this year. It'll just be them Browns 0-16 again. But the 49ers, I guess, is a good trade. They gave up a second-round pick. So, obviously, they think this is your quarterback of the future. And right now, and the time is now. I mean, John Lynch and Shanahan this first season is going to be a wipe. I mean, it's going to be a terrible outcome. When it comes to the draft, any quarterback in the draft is not going to be as good as I don't care if it's the first overall pick. He's not going to be as good as Jimmy G is. Jimmy G is a veteran. He spent years at a quality organization. He spent years behind, in my opinion, the best quarterback to ever play. So he's far superior to anybody you can pick up in the draft. So it's a good move by the 49ers. But like I said, I have to throw out, look at the history of Patriot backup quarterbacks going to other teams.
All right. Message. I agree on that, man. Everything you said, I concur, definitely. All right, last trade made today was the Miami Dolphins, which is I still don't understand this one either. They decided to trade a former Pro Bowl last year, 2016 Pro Bowl running back Jay Ajayi to the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know about the compensation for this, compensation part package for this trade, but it just doesn't make sense, man. Because I look at the Dolphins running game right now, you're 4-3, and you have Kenyon Drake, who only had 139 yards rushing last year, and he's only got 10 carries, 25 yards this year. He's not an every down back. And you have Damian Williams. He's definitely not an every down back. So why in the hell do you trade Jay Ajayi to the Philadelphia Eagles? Because the Eagles are saying, you know what? They're taking their chip. They are all in because they are 7-1. They ain't got nothing to lose. So, hey, they want to go all in. Howie Roseman, hey, you know, more power to you, man. This might be guys' year. You guys looking good in the NFC Conference. So, that being said, man, I look at that Eagles running back depth. Man, you got LeGarrette Blount with my boy Smallwood, and now you bring in Ajayi. Woo, man. Woo. Carson Wentz. Woo. He's just going to be turning around. Hand it off to Ajayi. You know what? Fourth quarter, we got to stay warm. I hand it over to the Blount. So, hey, I like what the Eagles are doing, man. Good trade right here. All right, fans, we got to move into this week because we only have like 17 minutes left on the show. That's what they're saying in my ear. Yes, 17 minutes left on this show. We got to talk about these week 9 games, starting with Thursday Night Football. You have the 5-2 Buffalo Bills with their new weapon, Kelvin Benjamin, who's going to be going up against this Jets defense. And it's crazy because before the season started, Chuck and I were just talking. We both were kind of thinking. I was actually thinking 0-16. Chuck thought they would at least get a win or two. But it's crazy, man. These Jets are actually playing hard. McCown's been looking decent. Got to give it up to McCown, boy. The only problem is the running game is struggling. Matt Forte, he's done. Just stick a fork in him. I mean, Bilal Powell, you know, he's been looking decent. But, you know, this Bills defense, man, they're playing good, man. They play some good football. Tyrod Taylor's turning up a notch. I like the fact that he has a big target now, weapon. He actually has two big red zone targets with Andre Holmes and now Kelvin Benjamin. And then, you know, LeSean McCoy, man, he bought out against the Raiders last week. So, with that being said, I got to take the Bills in this game. Bills will be going to 6-2. Jets, 3-6.
I concur.
All right. Sunday's games. You have the 3-4 Cincinnati Bengals heading down to Jacksonville to take on the 4-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Jags, whoo, man, they had a sack party last week against them Colts. Boy, it just like every play they was in the backfield, man. Oh, they was having so much fun back there in that backfield. And Chuck, you know, I hate to say it, man, but this Jags defense is hungry. They already talking about they got the best secondary in the league. You know, they think their secondary is better than the Broncos. I'm not going to say all that. I do love the tandem. You know, Jalen Ramsey, man, he's doing his thing. He's looking like he's the truth. And but, man, that big offensive line, boy. I mean, I know them Jags, they sitting there looking at film. They all probably in there celebrating. They probably got a song for Cedric Baye's ass. They going to have some fun with him because I know that's your team, man. But I got to take the Jags in this. As long as Blake Bortles doesn't F up, doesn't mess up, doesn't turn the ball over, and this defense line should have a field day, Jack should win this game, improving to 5-3.
Well, there are three aspects to an NFL game. You got offense, you got defense, you got special teams. So, yes, offensive line is pretty horrendous, but our defense has been playing pretty damn good. We're fifth overall ranked defense, which is ahead of the Jaguars. So I think if we can make some plays on defense, I think we might be all right in this game. And yes, you mentioned about the Jalen Ramsey and the Jacksonville secondary, how good they are. They've never played A.J. Green. So if the offensive line can give Andy Dalton a little bit of time and we can establish a little bit of the running game, I don't think this Jacksonville Jaguars defense or secondary is going to be able to contain AJ Green, because they never seen him. They've never seen him. So they can look at tape all they want to and say, I can cover that dude, until he gets out on that field and he just happens to smooth, to tiptoe by you, and has those great hands and make a big catch. So it's three aspects of the game. Yes, it's not looking too good on the offensive side of the ball, but you know what? They get 6 and 7 man protections, give Andy Dalton a little bit of time, irk out a couple big runs or something like that, be able to put them linebackers up and them safeties up. I think it'll open up for AJ Green, and I think our defense is going to be able to hold it down this game. And if we make a big play on special teams, I think we got it. Even though everybody know I love Blake Bortles, I gotta be a homer. I gotta go with the Bengals.
All right, 4-4 Baltimore Ravens against the 4-3 Tennessee Titans. Boy, this game is up for grabs because I don't know who would pick in this game. But if our boy Joe Check Please Flacco is playing, he probably won't. Oh man, that hit! Oh man, that was just. Any Flacco fans out there, please don't grill me on Twitter, man. But that was funny because when he got hit, he threw the hands up like, check, please.
Ain't no such thing as a Flacco fan.
Yeah, Mr. Captain Check Down, man.
There's Raven fans, and by default, they have to be a Flacco fan. But Flacco fans do not exist outside of his immediate family.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for breaking it down for me. All right, in this game, man, Tennessee, you got to be physical. You got to match the Ravens' physicality on that defense side of the ball. No, Dick LeBeau has been looking like, what the hell's my defense been doing? Because I expected more from this Titans defense. They've been consistent. And on the offense side of the ball, they just got to run the football, pound that football against this Ravens defense, man. I think they have a good shot. If Ryan Mallett's starting, I'm going with the Titans. Joe Flacco's starting, I'm still going with the Titans. So, therefore, I'm going with the Titans this game.
Titans.
All right, Atlanta Falcons, 4-3. Man, what is going on with the Atlanta offense? Man, they've been struggling. They will be taking on the 5-3 Carolina Panthers without Kelvin Benjamin this week. So the Falcons' game plan is simple. We just send the house, full house blitz after Cam Newton get him hurt, game over. Therefore, I'm going with the Falcons in this game. I just think, man, they just got more offensive firepower. Like I said, losing Kelvin Benjamin, it's a big blow.
Falcons.
All right. 3-4 Denver Broncos traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, 7-1. Man, what is going on with this Broncos offense, man? It's crazy because before the season started, a lot of people were saying Trevor Siemian, they think this is going to be the year. You know, he's going to actually excel in the sophomore year, going to look much better as a quarterback. But no, he's not. He has definitely regressed. I mean, this past week he threw 3 picks against the Chiefs. Last week he threw a couple other picks, man. He has not looked good. He doesn't know what he's doing with the football. The Broncos players, defensive players, are just fed up because they're like, dude, come on, man. Can you just sustain some drives without turning the ball over? So with that being said, man, I can't go with the Broncos in this game. The Eagles are rolling. Only chance the Broncos have in this game, they're going to have to control the clock, try to get the ball to Devin Booker, just try to run him and C.J. Anderson as well. And for the Eagles, just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep soaring, baby. So, therefore, I'm taking the Eagles.
Eagles all day. But this goes back to my point about it's the difference between being a starter and a backup. When you're the man, it's a different pressure on any. You can come off the bench and ball out because you don't have those expectations. But if you're supposed to be the man from day one, it's a different monster. It's a different – it's just – unless you play the game, you can't really understand that. But I did Trevor Siemian, this is just proof of it. Like, he said, oh, he's going to be our future. But then when he becomes the man, he chokes under the pressure.
He's a chokester. All right, 2-6 Indianapolis Colts travel to Houston to take on the 3-4 Houston Texans. Man, I got to give it up to Deshaun Watson. He went to Seattle last week and balled out. Even the Seahawks defense even said, they said, man, that kid is a star. I mean, Deshaun was making some plays all over the field in that game. They actually had a chance to beat the Seattle Seahawks, but Russell Wilson at the end brought the Seahawks back to win the game in the final seconds. So with that being said, they're taking on Jacoby Brissett, man. That's it. They're taking Jacoby, man. I mean, yeah, they played hard last week against the Bengals, man, but they're going against this Houston Texans team that they have a good shot to win this division. No Andrew Luck in this game. Colts, Miles will be looking forward to offseason right now because it ain't happened to this game. Therefore, I'm going with the Texans. Big.
Going with the barbecue.
All right. 2-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to New Orleans to take on the 5-2 Saints. Chuck, the Saints are 5-2. It's crazy, man, because we thought before the season started that this team, the Bucs, will be 5-2 and the Saints will be 2-5, you know, based on their defense. But, hey, this Saints defense is balling. Your boy Marshawn Lattimore is looking like the best cornerback out of this cornerback draft class. I mean, this rookie has been balling. They said he hasn't given up no more than 38 receiving yards. Hey, Marshawn Lynch is balling. Marshawn Lattimore is balling, but that being said, man, Bucks, I don't know what's going on with this team. Offensively, man, they can't run the ball. Offensive line is not protected for Jameis Winston. DeSean Jackson, man, where's the big plays? I mean, the Bucks brought you in because they supposed to be hitting that home run. You know, that deep 60-yard pass from Jameis Winston to DeSean Jackson. I mean, I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it yet this year, Chuck?
I ain't seen it, just like Stevie ain't seen it. We ain't neither one of us seen it.
Yeah, so with that being said, man, I think Jameis is going to make some plays in this game. This might be Jackson's week. I was about to say Waxton. But this might be his week, man. But I don't know. I can't trust the Bucs right now. I got to go with the Saints in this game. Saints will improve to 6-2.
Man, it's the Saints all day. These Bucs have been a huge disappointment.
All right, L.A. Rams taking on my New York Giants. Giants made an announcement today that Jackrabbit Janoris Jenkins, our best corner, will be suspended because he came back from the bye week late and didn't tell the coach. So the coach decided that he's going to go ahead and suspend him for this game. Bottom line is this. Ben Wackadoo, that's the name I've given him, he should not be NFL head coach. He is losing this locker room. He don't know what the hell he's doing. He doesn't know how to discipline these players right. I mean, it's just sad right now what's going on in the Giants, man, with the Giants organization. I know Amir and Tish family, man, I feel bad for you guys because Jerry Reese brought this up on himself, and then you went out and brought this coach in. He's not a head coach. He's just a coordinator. He's not really a good coordinator as well. So with that being said, no Jackrabbit this week. It's going to be ugly. I know Sterling Shepard comes back this week, so Eli might get a touchdown pass to him or two or whatever there, but it's a wrap on the Giants in this game. I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah, L.A. Rams all day. The Giants, y'all a mess.
Yeah, 3-4 Arizona Cardinals with no Carson Palmer. Woo, oh, man. Travel to take on the 0-8 San Francisco 49ers. So, you know, when you look at the college bowl games, they usually have bowls, you know, like the Tire Bowl, this and that, blah, blah. This game is more like the toilet bowl, the shit bowl. It's just you look at TV like, what the hell is this on TV for? Seriously, man. You go run some errands, man. Fellas, you want to spend quality time with your girl? Impress her this weekend. Say, baby, you know what? Let's go out to dinner. Let me take you shopping. She's like, what, on football? Yeah, let me just take you out. Yeah, I feel bad for those San Francisco fans and those Arizona fans. So, fellas, man, listen to Nico right here. Take your woman out during this game. And, yeah, you might get some good loving that night. So, therefore, I just can't pick in this game. I don't know who to pick because you got a backup quarterback going up against for the Cardinals, going up against no Jimmy G this week. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be ready to play this week. He'll probably be ready to play next week against the Giants. So, with that being said, man, I just can't go with the 49ers. I want to take them, but I just can't do it.
Got to go with the Cardinals, but I got to talk about Adrian Peterson because Adrian Peterson said God told him to go to Arizona after first telling him to go to New Orleans. and like Indiana Jones said, Adrian Peterson, you chose poorly twice because you went to them Cardinals. Everybody's excited, but it's a wrap on them Cardinals. Carson Palmer, I used to have love for you. You know, I still got love for you. You're a great pick. That's what I'm saying. I'm just giving a shout out, you know, because everybody thought he was going to make a run at the Super Bowl this year. And nope, that's incorrect. So, Adrian Peterson, I mean, have fun with you. It'll be 4-4 after this week. Y'all going to beat these 49ers, but them Cardinals ain't going nowhere.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs 6-2 travel to Big D to take on these Cowboys. And guess what, Cowboys? No Ezekiel Elliott this week. So how you like them? How you like them apples? Yeah, how about them Cowboys, Jerry Jones likes to say. So therefore, look like it's going to be out for more. So Darren McFadden show in this game. So with that being said, no Ezekiel Elliott. The Chiefs, you should be able to, you know, get after Dak Prescott this week. Marcus Peters versus Dez Bryant is going to be a good matchup I want to watch and see in this game. But with that being said, man, Chiefs, just keep doing what you do. Alex Smith, don't turn the ball over. Just keep doing what you do. You haven't turned it over this year. You've been looking pretty efficient out there. Just keep the train rolling. And therefore, I think they will keep rolling the Big D this week. And after the game over with, I'm going to call the city of Dallas and say, guess what? How about them Cowboys when the Chiefs win this game?
Yeah, I got to go with the Kansas City Chiefs because they're not playing the AFC North team, which smacks them in the mouth. They're playing NFC East team. So I think the Chiefs can pull this one out.
Well, Chuck, it'd be a different story, man, if Ezekiel played because, you know, they do run the ball. And, you know, but like you said, all right. Oakland Raiders, Sunday Night Football, take on the Miami Dolphins, man. Raiders, I'm just going to say it like this, man. You can't beat these Dolphins. It's a wrap. Don't even think. Don't even. I shouldn't even hear any talk about we got to get a mojo back after this game. If they lose this game, I don't want to hear none of that. Just say, you know what? We're looking forward to the 2018 draft, man, because, yeah, the Dolphins don't have no Jay Ajayi. Cutler's supposed to be coming back this week, so he's probably going to be rusty. Defense hasn't recorded an interception all season long, so therefore, they should be able to get a couple picks in this game if Cutler's going to be back this week. Hopefully, if they can hold on to the damn ball. Reggie Nelson, man, you stealing them paychecks, man, because your ass is just too damn slow, man. He cannot get there in the nick of time. And he's been a weak link on our defense. But Reggie this week, you know how Reggie does it every year, man. He ends up with 5 or 6 picks to get his ass to the Pro Bowl. You know, so therefore, I think this game, Reggie's probably going to have a couple picks in this game. And the Raiders, they welcome back Marshawn Lynch, so they just need to run the ball. Just run the ball, baby, and get the Derek Carr, take care of the ball. Don't throw no picks. And just get the ball down the field, man. Get Cooper back and get him involved. And Khalil Mack should have a couple sacks in this game. So with that being said, the Raiders should win this game if they have their mojo back. So if they don't, it's a wrap. Move on to the 2018 draft. So with that being said, Raiders should win this game Sunday night in Miami.
You know I always got a roll with Jay Cutler. I love that man. Miami Dolphins.
All right, Monday Night Football, man. You got the 3-4 Detroit Lions taking on the 4-3 Packers. Chuck, I don't know what to expect in this game. That Detroit, man, they're a disappointment, man. It's just like, I don't know what it is, man. I'm trying to come up with analogy, man. How can I explain the Detroit Lions, Chuck? It's just like, I don't know, man. Chuck, you better at this than me, man. You come up something, man. You got something for me, man, about the Detroit Lions?
The Detroit Lions are kind of like Michael Bay.
Oh,
like a Michael Bay movie. Like the trailer, looks great. Look at them explosions. Boom, everything blowing up. Slow motion. Pretty white girl with a flat stomach and a big juicy lip. And then you go see the movie, you're like, this is a piece of crap. And that's, so I guess that's what the Detroit Lions, I guess that's the best analogy I can come with off the top of my head, is they're a Michael Bay movie. They're a Michael Bay movie. You had these high expectations, big explosions. I mean, Marvin Jones, you know, I was talking that stuff about him, talking about he going to be a Pro Bowl wide receiver, everything, because everybody know he was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. And he has flashes. He has flashes. And we know Matthew Stafford, highest paid quarterback, highest paid player, I think, in the league, right? Is that still correct? Got a great arm. He has flashes. I mean, they just have flashes, man. But then in the end, they let you down, just like this past game. So that's the Detroit Lions for you.
All right. Yeah, there you go, man. Great way to end the show, man. Appreciate it, man. I can always count on you for them. Great analogy. That's funny, man. You said Michael Bay, even though that Transformer movie wasn't that bad. But with that being said, fans, we are back. Meek and Chuck Pro Football Talk Show is back for the rest of the season. We will see you guys next week. If you miss the show live, always go to iTunes and look for the Meek and Chuck Pro Football Talk Show. From Meek, Chuck, see you guys next week.